I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's been a day of both celebration and protest in Iran as crowds there mark the anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution in different ways. Iran's president took the opportunity to announce that his country has made strides in processing uranium. The White House called that statement more politics than physics. Meanwhile, anti-government protesters took to the streets, but it's hard to get independent information on what's going on in Iran. The World's Laura Lynch has been following today's events from the newsroom of the BBC's Persian service in London.
Trying to tell the story of the day from Iran has been a challenge for the BBC's Persian service for months. But editor Seema Alinejad says today has been even more difficult than usual. She suspects the Iranian authorities are jamming communication systems.
Telephone lines are not good. Internet is very slow. We don't have any reporters, and we don't want to talk to people like journalists to put them in jeopardy because, you know, so many of them have been jailed in the past days because of today, the anniversary of revolution.
But video, photographs and information are still trickling out. And Alinejad is the newsroom's gatekeeper, trying to verify that the material is genuine.
I just sent Rana. Where is Rana? Ah, this is the very latest.
So this is posted by somebody inside?
YouTube, yes. Yes, yes. And it comes both ways. They send it to us, and also we find it in YouTube. It goes to YouTube quite quickly.
This video, shot on a cell phone, shows a man being beaten by the security services. There are reports of clashes, including attacks on opposition leaders as they try to draw demonstrators out onto the streets. Away from the violence, huge crowds massed in Tehran's Freedom Square to mark the end of rule under the U.S.-backed Shah 31 years ago. President Ahmadinejad stood before them and boasted that Iran is now a nuclear nation. He insisted once again Iran isn't interested in building a nuclear weapon, but he followed that declaration with defiance and a suggestion that something might change in the future.
بدانند ملت ما آنقدر شجاعت دارد.
Our nation is so courageous that if we want to create an atomic bomb, we will announce it clearly and we will create it. We are not afraid of you.
Ahmadinejad may not be frightened of foreign leaders, but reports from Iran suggest government security services were anxious to muzzle protesters who gathered to shout death to the dictator. Syed Mohammad Mirandi, the head of North American Studies at Tehran University, believes police were justified in cracking down.
Well, I think if you take into account the fact that there is a huge rally with millions of people on the streets in Tehran taking place, if another group of people want to come and create disturbances within that, it could become very dangerous. So I think it was very... I think the police was doing its duty to keep these people from entering the main body of the crowd, because if people turn against each other, I think that's a very dangerous thing.
But those who oppose the government say they were trying to get their message across peacefully. Mohammad Reza Haidari used to be the Iranian consul general in Oslo. He resigned in January over the government's treatment of opposition protesters, the highest-ranking official to publicly quit so far. He says violence won't put an end to the opposition movement. While they respond to us violently, Haidari says, we defend ourselves, but we avoid violence and tell people not to act violently towards them. We ask everyone to join the people and to not allow the government to do what it wants, so that with these actions we can stop their violence. But with reports of beatings and arrests in cities across the country, there seems little room for compromise in Iran. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.